Upfront, inside Atlanta's entertainment industry, is brought to you by Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM WCLK.
Coming up on this week's show, Upfront talks to actor Blue Kimble about his role in TV1's original movie, Media, which airs tonight at 8 p.m. Atlanta actress Andrea Fry is in the studio to chat about directing the Georgia Ensemble Theater production of Having Our Say, the Delaney Sisters' first 100 years, and the show's enduring legacy. R&B singer Ruben Studdard talks about releasing his cover of Sam Cooke's A Change Gonna Come, and David Bookbinder is here to discuss opening night for this year's Atlanta Jewish Music Festival. Upfront also talks exclusively to actors Geis Charles and Brooklyn Sudano from NBC's new dramatic thriller, Taken, and comedic actor Jordan Peele opens up about his new horror film, Get Out. But before we get started, here's this week's casting buzz and entertainment news with Reva Blue.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Central Casting is hosting an open call for a new ABC pilot starring Reba McEntire. The casting call will take place on Saturday, March 11th in Madison, Georgia, and is for new registrants only. Show taping will begin on Thursday, March 16th through Saturday, April 1st, and will be shot in Madison, Georgia. Check out centralcasting.com for registration information. Central Casting is also looking for athletic men to portray boxers for the upcoming movie, I, Tonya. The men must appear to be between the ages of 20 to 40 with real boxing experience. The film is also looking for a male actor to portray a boxing coach and must appear to be between the ages of 30 to 50 years old. A boxing card girl is also needed and must be between the ages of 20 to 30. The actress must also be physically fit and comfortable wearing a bikini or similar costume. Please submit your name, phone number, and a recent photo to itanya@centralcasting.com and put the role that you are submitting for in the subject line of the email. In other related entertainment news, the 89th Annual Academy Awards will air tomorrow night on ABC and is hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. The highly anticipated telecast will begin at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with a pre-show and red carpet, and then the ceremony at 8:30 p.m. In theaters this weekend is Get Out, starring Daniel Kaluuya as a young African-American man who visits his Caucasian girlfriend's mysterious family estate and realizes that they are more than what they appear to be. Stay tuned for Upfront's exclusive interview with the film's writer and director later on in the show. That's this week's Casting Buzz and Entertainment News. I'm Reva Blue.
I was born by the river in a little tent, just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know
you're listening to member-supported Jazz 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's jazz station, and now the home for in-depth arts and entertainment. Now, back to Upfront with your host, Ray Cornelius.
That was the voice of American Idol winner Ruben Studdard giving us his rendition of Sam Cooke's classic, A Change Gonna Come. Upfront caught up with the Grammy-nominated vocalist this week to give us all the details on the single, which was released last week, and reunited him with his college mentor and friend, Dr. Henry Panion. Good morning and welcome to Upfront. How are you today?
I'm doing excellent, sir. How are you?
I am doing just fine. And got to definitely say congratulations on your new single, A Change Gonna Come, which is basically the a remake. I don't want to use the word remake, but it's your version of the legendary Sam Cooke song, A Change Gonna Come. How did you even get involved in remaking this beautiful song?
This guy who's been my mentor, Dr. Henry Panion, since I was a senior in high school, he's the dean of the School of Music Technology at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. He also is an amazing conductor and composer. And he was doing a program for the Civil Rights Institute here in Birmingham and just asked if I, you know, would sing that song for him. And basically, it just happened to be magic in a bottle that day. Honestly, like the arrangement, every that performance is, you know, as it was on stage, you know, there's nothing really, I mean, there isn't anything else in it. It's just me and that orchestra that day at the Civil Rights, at the gala honoring Fred Shuttlesworth, and it was just, it was an amazing experience.
Studdard also told me that he wasn't afraid to remake such an iconic tune and says that he is also working on a children's music show and a new album.
I never really try to think about it like that. I just try to bring, you know, do what I can do. You know, there will never be another Sam Cooke. There will never be another Luther Vandross or anybody else that I've covered that is no longer with us. And, you know, I think that if you don't put the pressure on yourself to try to be them, just be the best you can be, I think everything, you know, generally turns out well.
Yeah. Now, is this going to be attached to a future project? Do we have a new album coming out, or was it just you just wanted to just drop this beautiful song and be like, bam?
You know, honestly, it was really Dr. Pena's idea. Like, this is something that this, you know, this music was, you know, his pet project, and you know, he just thought that everybody should hear how well we sounded together. So,
right.
He put it together, man, and we, you know, we kind of went with it. Now, as far as a new album is concerned, I've been doing several different projects. Like, I'm working now on a project called Uncle Reuben's House that is a children's music show that will, you know, also have a album that will be out in the fourth quarter. So we're looking forward to that. And then, of course, a new, just the regular Reuben Studdard release.
Hey, this is Jasmine Guy, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
My next guest is known for her work in front of the camera, as well as on stages around Atlanta. I'm talking about none other than Andrea Frye. The veteran actress dropped by the studios to discuss her directing of Having Our Say, the first 100 years of the Delaney sisters. It's currently playing at the Georgia Ensemble Theater and stars the phenomenal talents of Donna Bisco and Brenda Porter. Well, good morning and welcome to Upfront. How are you?
Thank you, Ray. I am super duper.
You know, this is a honor to have you here in the Upfront studios. I remember taking a class. I'm about to date myself here, but I remember taking an acting class with this wonderful lady here, Miss Andrea Frye. This was some years ago. We took this. It was a class that you were offering over at the Southwest Arts Center.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Do you remember
God.
That?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Oh, long time ago.
I do such good work.
Yeah.
Look at what I all produce.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But you're actually here to talk about something else. We're not going to go back over that, but want to talk to you about this amazing story that you're directing, Having Our Say, the first 100 years of the Delaney sisters. It's playing right now over at the Georgia Ensemble Theater through March the 5th. And so let's talk about how you got attached to this project.
Well, I'm an old attachment. I directed the show for the first time 20 years ago for GET and Bob and Anita. And I had the splendid fortune of being asked to do it again.
Right.
It was a great show then. With Carol Mitchell Leon and Marsha Jackson.
Wow.
And now we have the equally stellar stars of Donna Bisco and Brenda Porter, who played the Delaney sisters.
Yeah.
Bessie and Sadie, some sassy sisters.
So let me ask you, what do you think is, what is it about the story that you think that just continues to captivate audiences?
Well, number one, everybody doesn't live to be 100 and 100 plus years.
Right.
Initially in the show, they're 101 and 103. They died older some years later. But that's a wealth of knowledge that sits in the minds and the hearts of these two women. So that's number one. That's what really gets you excited. You have a human being who can compare what life has been like over 100 years. The next thing is that these women were the daughters of former slaves and were extraordinarily tough women whose devotion to service, because they were African American, they thought they had to be of service to not only their people, but their country as well. And they're funny. They are really funny ladies.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, who are the people you like to be around the most and the longest? People who make you laugh, who make you feel good. And every rehearsal, every preview, every performance that I have seen in the show has made me feel good, feel warm, and laugh. And when that's coupled with women or personalities, I should say, of great integrity, you have a winner there. And they are a winning team. I love the Delaney sisters. I love the life and vitality and humor that Donna and Brenda have brought to these two illustrious characters.
In addition to the play, Fry and I also talked about her role as Miss Louise on Tyler Perry's hit series, If Loving You Is Wrong. She has appeared on the popular drama for two seasons now as Randall's mother and has enjoyed working with Perry. Her appearance on the show also afforded her an opportunity to spend last Christmas with the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.
I think the first thing that I did for Tyler was Love Thy Neighbor. Had fun doing that. And he said, And just stay close.
Yeah.
I'll have something that for you. And I said, well, you know, people say things. But Tyler was a man of his word, and he gave me a beautiful character to play in If Loving You Is Wrong.
Yeah.
I love her. She's in the hospital right now.
Yeah.
So we're hoping and praying that Miss Louise
makes it through.
She's had a rough bout with the people who take her medicine and stick it in their arm and all kinds of things that we can't go into. But I love working for Tyler. I love the show. He's an extraordinary human being, and I'm blessed to have had him. In my life.
Yeah. Now, as a result of the show, you had an opportunity to spend some time with a very special
someone. Goodness. You shouldn't do interviews. People know all kinds of things about your life. Now, where'd you hear this story? Would that be the story about Miss Aretha Franklin?
That's the one. So tell us about that.
I was at home, got a phone call from a gentleman who said, hello, Miss Fry. I said, yes, it's Miss Fry. I'm Aretha Franklin's agent. I said, oh, how nice. And he said, how would you like to spend next Tuesday with Aretha? And I stopped for a minute. I said, well, hell, I don't sing. What does he want me to do next Tuesday? And he said, Miss Franklin is a fan of If Loving You is Wrong.
Wow. Wow.
And she wants to invite you and a couple of the other cast members to come to Detroit and spend an evening at her Christmas party. And I was so overwhelmed. I said, oh, well, yeah, of course, sure, I'll do it. I'll find some way to shuffle my schedule and get there.
Yeah.
She was so beautifully gracious. And she loves the show. I mean, how can you be mad at somebody who loves your work? She loved Miss Louise. So that was the highlight of my holidays. I don't know what you were doing, but I was in Detroit having a grand time.
Having Our Say, the first 100 years of the Delaney sisters, is playing now through March 5th at the Georgia Ensemble Theater. Check out WCLK.com for more information on how you can win tickets.
Davis here. You're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius. Take it away, Ray!
So, did you get Mom and Dad a card, or do you want to sign this one?
Give me that. condolences.
I'm a director of an emergency covert team. You tackled those gunmen on the train to protect 93 other passengers.
You're recruiting me.
Don't let Callie die for nothing.
They have my daughter.
We're gonna get your daughter back.
One man against resources of an entire cartel?
Who do you think you're dealing with here, Brian?
Looking for me? There I am!
You're wired to protect others. It's how you're built. It's who you are. It's what you believe in, Brian.
You just heard a clip from NBC's new dramatic thriller, Taken, which is set to air on Monday, February 27th at 10 p.m. The series is based on the popular movie franchise of the same name that starred Liam Neeson. I recently interviewed two of the show's stars, Geis Charles and Brooklyn Sudano, and discussed why fans of the franchise will also love this new TV version featuring Clive Strandon in the role of Brian Mills.
Well, I actually saw the first movie in the movies. Like, I remember going to it and just seeing it and being like, wow, you know, it was a story that you didn't really normally see, an older type of hero who's a dad, who's a husband, and who's also this super agent. And it just, you know, Luc Besson, the way he did it, just really drew you in. And it just made me go, wow, you know, when I saw the script and saw that they were doing a show, I was like, all right, let's see what this is about. And you know, I think that when you watch the first episode, you see that it stays true to a lot of the themes and a lot of just the storytelling that people have come to know and love in the trilogy.
Yeah. But I think it also, you know, I think because it's 10 episodes and not like a 2-hour film, you have a lot more time to explore the reasons why Brian is the way he is and who he is and why he becomes, you know, the Brian Mills that you know in the Liam Neeson character in the movies. And so I think that it gives, you know, the audience a lot of room to understand who he is, that he is an everyman. Like, you can see yourself in him.
Right.
Even though he's this amazing badass guy with, like, this set of skills. But you see that we're able to explore a little bit more of his humanity.
Yeah.
And I think that's really interesting and I hope comes across to the audience.
And I think what is really cool, because, you know, in some ways the show reflects on some of the themes that people know and love from the movie, but in other ways it kind of has its own identity.
Yeah.
And it has the time, like you said, to explore really these characters and these storylines and really show how this guy that we know as this, again, super dad, super husband, super agent, how did he get that way?
Yeah.
How did he develop the discipline? How did he develop those particular set of skills? And it's cool, too, because you get to see the team also develop our own particular set of skills.
Yeah.
Check out WCLK.com to see Taken's exciting trailer. It airs on Monday following NBC's The Voice. That was music from award-winning trumpeter and composer David Bookbinder's Odessa Havana. The world-renowned group is bringing their eclectic mix of traditional Jewish sounds with Afro-Cuban beats to this year's Atlanta Jewish Music Festival on Thursday, March 2nd at City Winery. Yours truly caught up with Bookbinder to chat about the show and how these two cultures are more alike than they are different.
Most of the stuff is original music.
Okay.
And they really kind of explore the different aspects, right? So, you know, and again, somebody who's really familiar with Jewish music will hear that stream running through it, and somebody who's really familiar with African Cuban music will hear that stream. And, you know, one song, sometimes when I write something, sometimes because it'll start to sound more Afro-Cuban, and when he writes, it'll start to sound more Jewish. But in any case, I'll talk about those original stuff in a second. We are, the stuff we do that has some tradition to it is the songs, because we have a wonderful singer with us, although maybe half or two-thirds of the concert's instrumental music, we really kind of set that off with these beautiful songs, many of which start in the Ladino tradition, which is the Judeo-Spanish tradition. And so right there, that kind of connects the Cuban and the Jewish, part not only because of the language, because the crazy thing is that very few people know is that Afro-Cuban culture and music and Jewish culture and music have a common root, at least partly, and that's in medieval Spain. So I'm not sure how long our interview is. I won't go into that whole thing, but you know, if you follow the history back, let's just say that there was a Arabic, Jewish, North African influenced culture in medieval Spain for about 600 years, and that river of sound, you could say, has flowed into both cultures.
Wow, that's a history lesson.
It is. Well, you know, here's the thing: all music, all culture, whatever some people would have you believe about cultural purity, it doesn't exist. It everything is one thing flowing into another, recombining. And if you take a snapshot at a certain moment, it might seem like, you know, this is Cuban culture and it has no influence from anything else and it's just how it is. But that's not really the case, because all human culture is one society flowing into another, one culture flowing into another.
Make sure you check out WCLK.com to get a full schedule of this year's Atlanta Jewish Music Festival. And don't forget to see Odessa Havana on Thursday, March 2nd at City Winery.
You got your toothbrush?
Check.
Do you have your deodorant?
Check.
Do you have your cozy clothes?
Got that.
What?
Do they know I'm black?
Should they?
You might wanna, you know.
Mom and Dad, my black boyfriend will be coming up this weekend. I just don't want you to be shocked that he's a black man.
I ain't never seen you like this before, bruh.
Meeting families, taking road trips. Don't come back all bougie, man.
Come back, get your damn pants up to your damn stomach.
So you guys coming up from the city?
Yeah, we're just heading up for the weekend.
Can I see your license, please?
He wasn't driving.
I didn't ask who was driving. I asked to see his ID.
Call me Dean and you're hungry, my man.
So how long has this been going on, this thing? We hired Georgina and Walter to help care for my parents. When they died, I couldn't bear to let them go.
Do you smoke in front of my daughter?
I'm gonna quit.
She'd take care of that for you.
How?
Hypnosis.
I'm good, actually.
You ready for this?
I'm back in the beat.
So look, I go do my research. Apparently, a whole bunch of brothers been missing in this suburb.
But it's cool.
Bro, how you not scared of this, man?
Couldn't see no brother around here. Chris was just telling me how he felt much more comfortable with my being here.
Get out.
Sorry, man.
Get out!
Yo! Rose, we gotta go.
Is everything okay?
Rose, the keys. Just get the keys.
I don't know where they are.
Rose!
Sink into the floor.
Wait.
Sink.
Mom, it's a terrible thing to waste.
There's too many white people, I get nervous.
No.
A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
You just heard a clip from the new horror movie, Get Out, which opens in theaters this weekend and is written and directed by award-winning comedic actor Jordan Peele. The film follows a young African-American man who visits his Caucasian girlfriend's mysterious family estate and realizes that they are more than what they appear to be. Upfront was able to chat with Peele this week during an exclusive roundtable interview with Atlanta Press. For him, Get Out is a clever way of uniting his love for comedy and horror.
They're very close. In the best horror moments, is you are usually followed or preceded with, you know, some kind of nervous giggling. Certainly, that moment you're talking about, I always hear, you know, the music sting hits and everyone goes, oh, everyone jumps, and then you hear, see, you're stupid. No, you jumped. You know, you hear that kind of conversation. So it's already a very similar state. But, you know, on top of that, I think that the important thing for me is making making the world feel as real as possible. With the Rod character, it's important that he's not launching jokes at us. That's how we would get to parody town, or like it would become, you know, it would resemble more of a scary movie than a actual scary movie like this.
While Get Out scored 100% on Rotten Tomatoes this week, the film has had some criticism, which doesn't seem to bother Peele one bit.
I think people who have criticized this film tend to be the people who haven't seen it yet. I think the reason it's resonating is because where's this movie been then? No one has given any kind of concept like this a real chance in a long time. And look, we get tired of the same old thing.
Agreed.
I think the real thing that's popping off about this movie is that it does. It feels like this is a missing piece. We missed this. This should have been this movie should have been made 40 years ago. In some ways, this is the plot of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, which, by the way, you could do today and not change a word. So yeah. So I don't know. You know, I think it's a fair opinion, but I think it's more because we missed this piece of the puzzle.
Get Out is in theaters now. See the trailer at WCLK.com.
Look at all of you beautiful people who've come here this afternoon to help celebrate the 25-year anniversary of Jump Weekly Magazine. We've had some challenges, but with the help of my four wonderful children, we have persevered.
We are being plotted against.
We're always being plotted against. You just haven't been around the sea.
When you're a family like ours, people come after you. And those people
must be dealt with.
My family will pay you.
No, your family? No, your family can't begin to pay me what they owe me.
They're going to steal from us.
I loaned you $25 million. You can't afford a little pocket change?
I'm not going to get away with murder.
You best sleep with one eye open.
I never sleep.
Is how we survive.
That was just a taste of what viewers can expect from tonight's premiere of TV1's original movie, Media. The film explores the drama and secrets behind a powerful family dynasty who will stop at nothing to keep their status and position in the communication industry. It features Penny Johnson-Gerald, Brian White, Christy Ferris, Pooch Hall, and my last guest, Blue Kimble. The rising screen star stopped by the Upfront Studios to chat about his character and why we haven't seen a family like this since the Huxtables. He also talks about Kathy Hughes' influence and much more.
Well, good morning, Blue. How are you?
How you doing, young man?
Yeah, how's everything going?
No complaints.
Yeah?
Like I said, I'm good. I'm in a good place. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, you know, you've been traveling back and forth between the East Coast and West Coast, yeah?
This is home. It doesn't matter how many trips I take to L.A. and New York. Atlanta is home. I'm back in the CAU streets.
Yeah.
You know, I used to go to Morris Brown.
Really? Okay.
I went to Morris Brown right when they lost their credit.
Wow. Wow.
I had to transfer out.
Okay.
So...
Okay. And look at you now.
I got AU ties.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's
a good thing. So congratulations on tonight's film. How great is that? We're talking about Media. So how great is that?
Amazing, man. Big shout out to TV1, my family at TV1, the media cast, everybody. Big shout out to everybody. It's an amazing production, amazing situation. I couldn't ask for a better situation to be in. I'm humbled and I'm just so blessed, man. It's awesome.
Yeah. We're talking about TV1's premiere of Media. It is one of the network's original movies that they are premiering this spring. I guess we would consider this spring, even though it's a little cold, but this spring. And it airs tonight at 8 p.m. But tell us how you got the role and your character.
This particular character, I play Anthony Jones, who is the youngest brother of the Jones family, the Media family. My older brothers are Pooch Hall from The Game, you know, Derwin Davis from The Game, and yeah. Brian White from Scandal, Stump the Yard. I mean, Brian White's been in everything.
Yeah.
His resume is crazy. Pull him up. When you see him, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I know that light-skinned dude.
Yeah.
I know him from Tyler Perry. But yeah. No, he's been everything. He's an amazing actor. When this was brought to me, when I got the script, it was untitled. I didn't even know what it was. I didn't know who was attached to it.
Yeah.
But the when I read the layout, it was for, you know what I'm saying, for the youngest son of a powerful family, of a, you know what I'm saying, of a mega family, et cetera, with all that. And that stuck with me personally because I am the youngest son in my family.
Wow.
I'm the youngest of three boys. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then when I got into it, the drama, the depths and the levels, and then when I found out who was attached to it, I was like, oh, I have to have this. And big shout out to Twinkie Bird, you know, casting extraordinaire. She put everything together.
Yeah.
You know, she set it up for me, and we laid it out, and the energy was there, and we just fit. And when you see the casting and what she did, everybody, we actually look like we're related.
Yeah, I was going to say, and looking at the video and the promos, you look like the mother.
Right.
Your sister, I forget
she
her name.
Christy Ferris.
Yeah, Ferris.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, from Moesha and everything. She's
you guys all look like you really do come from the same family.
Like we are kinfolk. And that's the good thing about it. And it was real. It was genuine. And when we got on set, the energy is real. Like I said, it was congruent. We were able all to blend. And it wasn't work.
Yeah.
It was like we were having a damn cookout. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we on set filming for 10, 12 hours, but we clowning and having fun. You know, it's not like everybody's trying to run off into their trailers and do their own thing. Everybody's kicking it, smiling. So that's why the energy is so pure. And when you see the chemistry, it's real, man.
Now, Anthony's got some issues.
He got the issue.
Your character we're talking about. Anthony has some serious. Can we talk a little bit about this?
Go in. It's here now.
Yeah.
The cat's out the bag.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of those issues. Yeah.
Like I said, he is the youngest of a powerful conglomerate of a family who runs the media business. You know what I'm saying? They supposed to represent different families, like the people who ran Jet Magazine.
Okay, the Johnsons.
BET, the Johnsons.
Got it,
like
yeah.
I said, different stuff like that. So, comes from a powerful family. He has the burden of living up to the legacy.
Right.
Of what his brother's already done, of what his mother's done, his father's name. Being the youngest, he feels all the pressure is on him. And with that, you know, that causes internal demons. And with the demons, you know, we tend to do a little drugs to make up for the pain, you know, drink a little drink to try to make up for the pain. These are the things that's his, like I said, his internals. But that's the good thing about this character. It's so relatable to everyone else because everyone has those problems.
Right.
Everybody's trying to live up to something else. Everybody's trying to prove themselves, whether it's within work, within the way that you look, your identity, your perception. So that's why my character, Anthony Jones, is so relatable to everyone else. And everyone is, that's what they're telling me. Oh, man, I loved your character the most because it's the most personable.
We're talking to actor Blue Kimball, who is starring in tonight's TV One original film, Media. So, yeah. Blue, I have to ask you, what, if any, were you able to pull from Kathy Hughes? A lot of folks are thinking that this film the film is based on her life, but it actually has a little bit of hers. And like you said, the Johnson family, who were the publishers of Ebony Magazine, of course, BET. But what were you able to pull from Kathy Hughes?
And everyone thinks that this is her biopic.
Yeah.
And then she's quick to holler, this is not my biopic.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I do the Kathy Hughes story, it's going to be called the Kathy Hughes story. Yeah. Like I said, the stories are fictional, but they still are based on, you know, reenactments and things that really happened. But like I said, Kathy Hughes, she never stops working and she never can get her due. She is an amazing woman and it's a blessing. Like I said, now I'm calling her mom.
Wow.
You know, it's surreal to me. You know what I mean? The legacy that she has and everything that she has done for African Americans in our community and everything that she's still doing. And that's what she said. She's not done. And she said she doesn't feel like a success or she's complete. And we're like, woman, you're crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I said. She's like the urban Oprah, you know, to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
She's like Oprah for the streets, for the people. She is the truth. And a lot of people don't even know about her. And that's the good thing about this and everything that we're doing. We can expose her and her legacy and everything that she has done to the masses. So that's a good thing about it.
Right.
Shout out to Kathy Hughes. We love you, Mom.
So Media is actually, like you said at the top of the hour, it is a film, but we TV One is going to expand it into a series. And you guys actually just finished wrapping up a couple of episodes there. So tell us a little bit about that.
See, that's what we wanted to do, to be able to present, you know, the characters, the story, so people could, you know, relate to them and see how, you know, the blend. But the response has been awesome. We're getting rave reviews. Like I said, there has not been a family depicted on TV like ours in this light, you know what I mean? And everything with all the timing and everything that's going on now, we have this new president. That, like I said, call him what you want, but he is our president. And, you know, he's saying some things and doing some things that a lot of people are not agreeing with at the moment. So the timing couldn't be perfect. You know what I mean? And this particular show is going to show black people, black family in the light that we need to be in. That's what I call it, black excellence. Because that's what it is, showing us in the light of that we're entrepreneurs, we're smart, we're business owners, we're successful. We're not just thugs, drug dealers, and athletes in any other way that we are usually stereotypically portrayed on television and on film and in media. And this is what we need to see, more of this. So you couldn't ask for a better situation, a better cast. And we look damn good doing it. So I can't wait for everybody to fall in love with the characters. And, you know, and that's what we were talking about. It's like you haven't seen a family on TV like this since the Cosby. Since the Huxtables.
That's a major statement.
Like the 2017 Cosby family.
Well, Blue, thank you so much for stopping by the Upfront Studios again tonight. He is starring in TV One's original movie, Media, that will also transition into a series. And that's going to be coming out in, is it going to be 2018 or maybe later on this year?
That will definitely be later.
Later this year? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And we'll bring you back to when
anytime. Anytime you want to have me back. Like I said, Atlanta is home. I'm here, a phone call away. See a U-turn up.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. I'd really like to thank my guests, Ruben Studdard, Andrea Fry, the cast of Taken, Geist Charles and Brooklyn Sudano, David Bookbinder, Jordan Peele, and Blue Kimble. I would also like to thank my engineer, Mark Angel, and you. Please join us next Saturday, March 4th at 9 a.m. for another exciting edition of Upfront. You can also keep up with me during the week at raycornelius.com and on Facebook and Instagram under Ray Cornelius. Happy Saturday, Atlanta. If you like today's show, please hit us up at WCLK.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Upfront, inside Atlanta's entertainment industry, has been brought to you by Atlanta's jazz station, 91.9 FM WCLK, an NPR member-supported station.